Welcome, welcome, everybody.
How's it going? We're back.
Welcome to the Art of Thriving podcast. We are so glad you are here. My name is Matt McComas.
And I'm Jody McComas.
She's in the middle of finding the perfect GIF. GIF or GIF? GIF?
I prefer to say Giphy, but
Giphy,
you know.
Perfect Giphy. We are so glad you are joining us today. It is a beautiful, partly cloudy fall. Leaves are changing. Trees are beautiful in Portland day. And we're happy to join you. Happy to join you? We'll edit that part out. Oh my gosh. We're making this up as we go. So welcome to the Art of Thriving podcast. This is where we talk about what it means to thrive in life, in all areas of life. And honestly, most of the time we just have a good time. That's all we do, pretty much. So here we are. Still working on that GIF.
I posted this one before I watched the whole thing, and it gets a little racy.
It's a kid dancing in his diaper. It gets a little inappropriate. I'm not sure
it's
allowed.
I didn't mean to do that. Okay. Take it back.
We're recording the podcast here. Can you pay attention?
I cannot. Clearly, I have the attention span of my six-year-old right now.
All we do is laugh. I feel like all we do is laugh on this, and you guys just listen to us laugh. It was really strange last night. I was at a party, and
you
sat down, and somebody... Yeah, birthday party?
Oh, yeah, we went to a party.
Yesterday afternoon, not last night. I'm sorry. And
we
somebody...
Don't party
I sat
at
down...
Night.
I know, we don't party at night.
I didn't know where we were for a minute.
We watched documentaries and sleep by 9:05.
That's a lie.
But I sat down at a table with at this party, and a friend of mine said, I listened to your podcast. I thought, what? For reals? He said, oh, yeah, your son told a joke. I said, oh, good. A joke that didn't make sense. Yeah. Thanks.
So what are we up to, like 10 listeners?
Yeah, I think we're up to like 10 listeners.
Let's celebrate.
Going viral. All right. As you know, we do a little current events, current life status updates, followed by something we've been thinking about. Right now, we've been talking about values in our life and how we make decisions and guide our, how we live our lives and our family and all that. So what's going on? What's new with us?
Well, we carved some pumpkins.
We did carve some pumpkins. You and I carved pumpkins.
Yeah, the kids were so excited. They picked out their design, and as soon as we started, they disappeared. How does that work? I didn't want to carve pumpkins.
Yeah, and I'm not confident giving a knife to my six-year-old yet, so I guess I'll
not
do it.
Quite. That's right.
Carve some pumpkins. Isaac's is scary this year.
Yep.
A little ghost. Jenna's is a cute little kitty cat.
Yep.
What else? What's going on with us?
Oh, getting ready to travel this week, which I'm super excited about.
Oh, yeah.
I like traveling.
We're going to Texas.
Yeah, I mean, that's not my normal trip destination, but I'll take it. It's going to be 80 there.
Don't offend all our Texas listeners.
I know. I love my Texas friends, but you can keep Texas. I'll visit.
We love Texas. We're headed to Dallas, and we're leaving our kids with the grandparents.
That's right.
How's that feel?
So good. Thankful for those grandparents.
Yes. Yep. Great grandparents that take care of our kids really well. So we're so thankful that they will come over and engage and take them to school and get them to soccer practice.
That's right.
That sort of stuff. So that's awesome. But we are leaving our kids, which is kind of sad. We miss Soccer Saturday. The last Soccer Saturday is this week, and we miss it.
Oh,
which,
not...
speaking of it, let's do a little report on this.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, our son, he's on like week six of soccer practice or something, or soccer games, and he is not engaged real well. He's just kind of tentative and apathetic. If you listened before, we talked about this, and we cannot figure out why.
Because that's not his personality any way.
I mean, he's an extrovert. He bounces around our house, shakes our walls, and that sort of stuff. But on the soccer field, he's just super tentative. But on Saturday, something clicked in his brain, right?
Yeah, it definitely clicked. And he engaged and he went after it. And
it was like awesome. He all of a sudden realized he was faster than everybody.
Yes, that did happen.
And we had this moment. There's moments in parenting that are pretty sweet that I'll remember. Like, one is, like, teaching my kids how to ride a bike, which is really fun. But on Saturday, I don't know if this is to the extent of that, but on Saturday, Isaac scored his first goal that he scored, and he came, like, sprinting down the sideline, along the sideline. I stuck out my hand, and he high-fived me on the sideline, and you could tell, like,
the biggest smile on his face ever.
I think that picture's on Facebook, but it was just one of those sweet, sweet moments where you saw in a kid growth and change and all of a sudden some confidence being developed and celebrate. Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, you got to celebrate. Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is pretty cool.
It was really sweet. And then he made another one.
Yeah, then he had two as well. I'm teaching him how to, like, take off his jersey and swing it around and do a knee slide in the corner flag.
Because everyone wants that kid on the field.
he tries to practice that in our living room, too. He gets rug burns all over his knees. But.
Oh, gosh. Let's keep the shirt on.
So did that make Soccer Saturday worth it?
It did. It made that particular Soccer Saturday worth it.
But then, and it wasn't
but
raining.
But then either. We went to the next game, and it was kind of painful. So...
Right, yeah. Jenna's team didn't do very well this week.
Yeah.
They did okay. But it was
a struggle, but they did all right.
But here's the story of that, though, is it's rained like 18 inches in the last 18 inches. I might be exaggerating, but
yes.
It's probably rained 4 inches in the last week, 10 days. Mm-hmm. So all the fields have been closed, so we've had soccer practice has been canceled. So she hadn't played soccer in a week and a half. The whole team hadn't. So it was they were a little rusty. The fireballs were
a little tired.
A little tired. You could tell. So yeah. Anyway, it was fun though. It was fun. But I'm sad to miss that this weekend.
Yep.
But we'll be in Texas.
We'll be in Texas.
I'm going to bring my cowboy boots.
There actually is an evening that's like cowboy themed. So, you know, you could.
Yeah, this is work related. So there's some special activities. cowboy boots and what do they call it? A Texas tuxedo? It's like cowboy boots, jeans, and a sport jacket. Is that what I'm supposed to wear to this thing?
I don't know.
Okay.
I guess we should find out.
Okay. What else is going on with us? I'm on the hunt for my dream camper van.
My only requirement is that it needs to be turquoise.
This isn't really true, but I have this dream of having some sort of low maintenance camper van that we could just escape for the weekends. And I shouldn't say escape. That's the shadow side of this desire, is escaping from everything. To rest well for me means often I love being outside and just away from things. And I'm an introvert.
Yes, which brings me to the question. Would it be life-giving if we're all four stuck in one of those little vans for extended periods of time for both of us introverts?
I'll just put in some headphones, listen to a podcast, ignore, I'll drive.
Headphones, that's no, right, but that's how you do it.
We need some sort of vehicle that will get us around. I don't know, we'll see what happens.
Someday.
Someday when we have, well, we should sell something to buy a camper van. What should we sell?
We have nothing to sell. You're already a minimalist. I don't know what you're going to sell.
That'd be a different episode.
Yeah.
Yes. Whenever Jody leaves for trips or something, I always clear out some stuff.
He does. He purges. I come back and I'm like, where did that go? I'll never know.
You won't. Just be honest. I like not having a lot of stuff. You doing okay, though? Life is good?
Life is good.
Oh, wait. One other thing. All-day field trip.
Oh, man. I did an all-day field trip because I wanted to be there with Jenna, and she wanted me to go. But, it was 3 hours on a bus in the course of that day.
Like a yellow school bus.
A really old one. Like the seats are straight up and down. Terrible seats. Yes. The way there was great because we were learning stuff and the kids were quiet. On the way back, my back already hurt from the first ride there, and there was no teaching, and it was so loud. And I even took headphones, which, win for me.
Headphones or earplugs?
I mean earplugs. Such a good move.
You took earplugs on it.
I did, and Jenna was so insulted, but I didn't even care, and I was so glad. I was so exhausted and so My introvert side died a slow and painful death. So by the time I got home, I had to go lay down in a dark bedroom by myself for 40 minutes to recover. I felt like I had a hangover for like 4 hours. But it was beautiful. It was fun to be with her and her classmates.
Thanks for doing that. Yeah. I could have done that, but I said no. I have boundaries.
And he has no guilt factor. I don't have that gift.
Jenna loved it. She loved having you there.
Yes.
That was awesome.
It was worth it.
Really thankful that we get to be in a position to do something like that.
Yep.
For sure. We voted to Friday night.
Yeah, after the field trip.
This is our life, people.
As if I wasn't exhausted enough, then we spent 2 hours to vote.
So that's the beautiful thing about Oregon is your ballot gets mailed to you. I don't know how people do it when they walk into the polling booth. Is that what it's called?
Yeah. And
so there's all this stuff that I've never even heard of or have no understanding of. Do you bring your computer with you and research it in the polling?
They take their pamphlet that they send you in the mail. Instead of recycling that right away, they actually read it.
Imagine that. We're happy to be done with that process. So now we don't have to listen to the news at all for the next couple weeks.
Checking out.
And we'll see what happens. We won't talk anymore about who we voted for.
No, we won't.
Leave that to your imagination. Okay, so wait. I have a couple specific questions to this that relate to this podcast. What have you been reading?
Oh, dear. Oh, I need my book. You didn't ask me this before. I can never remember the titles of what I'm reading. So let's start there.
Okay, you think about that. So I'm reading, or I have read recently, a book called Underground Airlines, which is great. You should check it out, about if the Civil War had never been fought and if slavery still existed in the U.S. It's fascinating and actually probably speaks to some realities in our country now. I listened to, on audiobook, the book Outliers. Also fascinating, very interesting. And then thanks to our good friends, the Moonies down in Arkansas, I think this was them who mentioned it, but the book called Big Magic, about creativity and creating and risk and dreaming. Super, super good. My wife has left the room. She's rummaging through her closet trying to find...
I can't find my stack of books. What is happening? We cleaned this weekend and now I can't find where I put anything away. This is why we should never clean.
It's because I threw them out.
You probably did. You probably took my books to Goodwill. This is what he does, people.
No.
I'm reading multiple books. One of them is about, it's like the four color personalities or something.
We'll just post what it actually is in the show notes. I learned what that term means.
Okay, well, that's one of them. And I'm also reading The Circle Maker very slowly.
What's that about?
Well, the cover says praying circles around your biggest dreams and greatest fears, which has been really challenging to me because I think, it's made me think, have I set aside big goals or dreams because I think that, I don't know, God doesn't care about them or that he won't accomplish them? Anyways, it's challenging me.
It's like you've forgotten how to dream, or like it's allowing you to dream or giving you permission to dream?
Maybe all of those things.
What took away that permission to dream?
I don't know. I think you just get comfortable with what you're doing and even other people's expectations or what they think that your role should be. I don't know. I think I let other people's expectations of me get in the way sometimes.
That's good.
And skew my view. So awesome. That's been good and challenging. And then I'm reading a parenting book, which I can't find. It's called The Cure and...
I recently read the parenting book, How to Have a New Kid by Friday.
Yeah, that didn't happen. It didn't work, obviously.
There was some helpful stuff in it, but...
No, but this one that I'm reading is so good because it's fully focusing on the parents themselves. And one of the first lines in the book says something along the lines of, if you're having trouble with your kid, essentially, you're not mature enough to handle it. I was like, oh.
Dang it.
Well, let's just start with a sucker punch and go from there. So it's really good. It's been good.
I don't want to read that book. Okay, what are you watching?
I don't watch a lot of TV right now because I've been busy working and reading these books. What am I watching?
Friends.
Well, you know, that's like my lullaby. I put Friends in every night to go to sleep because I love them. I still laugh at them, but also their voices send me straight to you. Sleep.
Yep. Ross and Rachel soothe you to sleep.
Yep.
I did watch recently, I don't watch a ton of TV either, but there's a Netflix documentary called The White Helmets documentary, which is about a group of people in Syria who, like, first responders, Syrians, who are first responders when there's, like, bombings or attacks in their cities. Unbelievable. Like, super fascinating. I'm sure I've watched some stuff that's less valuable than that, but that was, I highly recommend it for sure. What are you listening to? Any podcasts, audiobooks?
I do. I love podcasts. I listen to them at the gym. I listen to The Atypical Life.
Oh, our friends, the Moonies in Arkansas.
That's right. I love the Matt Chat, Matt and Jenny. And I listen to Brandon Harvey.
Oh, Brandon Harvey.
I love.
Remember that time Brandon Harvey came over for Easter dinner?
He did. He came for Easter and hid Easter eggs for our kids.
Listen to us just name dropping like crazy. That's all these right. Famous people we know.
It was really fun, but I think he's so great. I love what he has to offer the world. So I listen to him. I listen to Richard Rohr. Ooh. I'm a huge Richard Rohr fan. I wish that he had more podcasts. And, what's the...
The Liturgist.
The Liturgist.
Yeah, I like The Liturgist too.
I listened to some Revive Our Hearts with Nancy DeMoss.
Oh.
Wolgamuth. That's how you say her last name now. What else? Those are the main ones I listen to.
Nice.
Yeah.
I don't listen to a ton of podcasts, do I? Maybe I do. Mostly, yeah. I love the podcast, Startup Podcast, which I just listened to the most recent one today. It was fascinating. I like The Liturgist a lot.
Good stuff.
Yeah, totally. Okay, so this all brings us to the theme we're talking about today, and it's this, we've been talking about values or things that guide our decision-making process and our calendars and how we want to function as individuals, but also as a family, too. And one of them is this commitment to be lifelong learners.
Yep.
And so sometimes this is more of a wish than reality in different seasons of our life. Is life is full and busy and we're responding to a lot of stuff. But I think there's some underlying things that really shape us and create some health in us along the way if we commit ourselves to being a lifelong learner. True? Not true?
Yep.
Okay. So, yeah. Does this come naturally for you? Yeah. Does it?
I don't know. I like to learn some things. It was something like I care about.
Oh, okay.
I like to read about people and how we're wired and what makes us thrive. I like that kind of stuff. But if you're going to try to tell me I need how to do something techie on the computer, eyes glaze over and I don't want to learn anything about that. I just want you to know how to do it and tell me how to do it. Great. So, it depends on the category.
Okay. Depends on the category. It's fair enough. What's one thing you've learned?
What do you mean, one thing I've learned lately. Today?
Sure. Lately?
Oh, gosh. Well, I'm learning about the personalities, the color personalities, which I've done a lot of work as a result of being in ministry and how people are wired and gifted and all of those kinds of things. But it is just interesting to think, oh, well, I think this way because my personality is like this, but you may not think that way. And so when I'm trying to communicate with you, we're going to be missing. And it affects my communication.
Wait, I wasn't paying attention.
Exactly. See? We're miscommunicating. Because you are a different color than me. You are not a yellow.
I don't even know what that means. I'm not a yellow.
No, you're green.
Somebody out there explain that to me.
That's right. Now you need to read the book next. Okay.
I've been learning. One thing I've been learning about is, I think the systemic, is that the right word? Systemic biases or even racism, a stronger word, that are built into our culture and our country. I think that's been super powerful. I mean, I think my understanding of that has radically changed in the last 2 years, probably.
Oh, yeah. Definitely been learning about that.
Super challenging, super humbling, but so good. Like, yeah, I feel different because of that. So it's been good to learn along the way. Okay, so why does that even matter? Why does learning matter, or a commitment to learn?
Well, because I don't want to stay stuck where I am or just be content with where I am. I always want to be growing. I feel like I'm always under construction and need to grow and mature. Of course, just like this parenting book already pointed out, I'm clearly not mature enough to handle my six-year-old's tantrums. So I always want to be growing and learning and becoming better. And
yeah, I think it was just the commitment to kind of movement or growth. It's
And it doesn't just happen.
Yeah. It takes intentionality.
Yeah.
For sure. And an act of the will to put yourself in a position to grow. I just think even about that word thriving, if I'm going to thrive in life, the times where I'm thriving are where I'm taking baby steps of growth and committing to something that maybe is outside my my comfort area.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyway, I like to learn. It probably comes more natural for me, maybe a little bit more.
It does.
I mean, I'll just sit and read books and watch documentaries all day. Pretty boring, honestly. But I love to learn about things and unpack things. So what does it mean for our kids?
Well, I think it's important for them to see that we are continuing to learn and grow and discover new things that we're always...
Yeah, I think for...
But how do we help them do it?
Yeah, or why is it important for them? I mean, I think it teaches them how to think.
Oh, absolutely.
Or teaches them to think in general. To pause and think through a problem or how things are working and come up with solutions and be curious.
Yep.
And wonder about how stuff is made or produced or why people are doing certain things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think that's so helpful for kids.
Yep. And that it's okay to question.
Yeah. That you can question the status quo and ask why stuff is the way it is.
Yep.
Oh, man. I don't know if I missed that growing up or what, but I always felt a little nervous asking questions.
Yeah. Well, that I think that can come with the oldest child and people pleasing and wanting to obey. Because I see that in our daughter. Like, she just wants to do what she's told. And if I'm honest, I'm like, I just want her to do what she's told. But it's okay to question and say, well, why are we doing that?
Yeah. That means I have, to be okay we have a lot that. Of questions to answer in our house all the time. So many questions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think, too, the ability to explore, like being okay with exploring new places, new things, and learning about even our city and the history and how the dynamics of how things work, within that around us. So helpful, for sure. Even in politics. We don't talk about politics too much, but it's been interesting just to think about how things work. And Jenna was actually asking me today about something. Oh, it was about the Supreme Court, how all that works too. And I was very curious. She was just very intrigued in how our government works. And I thought, oh, good. She's interested and engaged with learning right now, which is so helpful for her.
Mm-hmm.
So the best thing I can do is do my best to answer those questions. And when I don't know, say I don't know and help her learn. Yeah, I don't think I'm ever going to arrive. My hope is that I won't or think I've arrived at some sort of knowledge plateau, right?
Yeah.
That's where it gets dangerous.
Definitely. I always have something to learn.
Yeah. Yep. Whether it's spiritual life, whether it's work, reading, or just something that I want to learn about. It's fun, for sure. Okay. So the commitment to learn, lifelong learners, it's our value. keep learning, people. Grow and learn and explore, be curious. I think it's a huge part of thriving in life, mm-hmm. And the art of thriving. There's certainly times where you're going to have more capacity to learn and take stuff in than other times, but a commitment to learn and grow and move forward is a huge part of thriving.
Yep. And it takes some sacrifice and saying no to other things at times because it takes effort and sometimes money. And
yeah. Yep, totally. And it battles this idea of consumption too, of just passive consumption, mm-hmm. Which I don't want to foster in me or in my children. Mm-hmm. I want to actively engage my mind and my heart. All right, that's it. Keep learning, people. Thanks for joining us today on the Art of Thriving podcast. All 10 of you.
That's right. Until next time.